You are listening to episode 31 of the Keto Island Boys podcast. Today we are interviewing Arthur Vaca, who started keto May 2018 at 239 pounds and has currently lost over 53 pounds since starting the keto diet. Arthur is married and has four kids and currently lives in Perth, Australia. We talk about how he's lived with diabetes for over 20 years, his family history of diabetes, what finally made him decide to make a change, and how keto has made his life better. Enjoy.
This is Jeff, and I've been doing the ketogenic journey since about September of 2017.
And this is Hines, and I have been following the ketogenic lifestyle since March of 2018. And we are the Keto Island Boys.
That's right. We are just two island boys, you know, just doing the ketogenic lifestyle. We like to keep it real and just kind of relatable for everyone who's doing keto. And these are kind of just our experiences. And, you know, we do these interviews every week. Sometimes we just love meeting people from all over the world doing keto and sharing their, you know, keto journey experiences.
Yeah, we are not any sort of medical experts. We are not dietitians. We are not doctors of any sort. We just kind of give the ketogenic experience from our sort of perspective, because that's what we are sort of experts about. We're experts about ourselves. So that's about it that we claim to be experts about. So, you know, and we just know that this way of eating has been working for us. And, you know, for me, almost more so than just the weight loss, it's just the I love the way it makes me feel. And and yeah, so that's kind of why we have a passion for this. And we just want to get this information out to everybody and in a free way that you could just sort of listen to while you're on your way to work, on your commute, while you're working out, while you're cleaning up, while you're doing stuff around the house, or, you know, and so that's why we kind of chose this forum, this podcast forum. And, yeah, so that's why we're here. Yeah. So,
yeah. And, we're on episode 31, Hines.
I know, man, it's crazy. I love it. I love the fact that, man, episode 31, and we don't see any end in sight for right now. As you know, we still feel like there's so many people that we want to reach out to, and we want to spread this message. And then, you know, we always talk about this. I think the other really great thing about us, you know, we're very lucky to do this podcast because, you know, most people that start diets usually stop doing their, they stop after 6 months. And so I'm on month 11 right now. Well, soon to be month 11, soon to be the 12th month. And I'm almost at my year mark. I'm about a month away from doing this thing for a year. And that's definitely the longest I've been doing anything. So for me, it's like this to me, this is very sustainable, long-term, like, you know, and I have eaten carbs in the last 11 months and, you know what I mean? But I feel like just knowing how to do it strategically and planning and just being able to be mindful about how I approach carbohydrates, sugar, stuff like that. Because, you know, to me, I still love the way that stuff tastes. But I don't like the way it makes me feel after. So, you know, it's definitely something I don't like to do day in and day out, you know?
Yeah. And, so, you know, like we said, you know, like I said, it doesn't matter where you are in your process, right? and you're still ahead of everyone who isn't trying. So basically, like, you know, what we've known, like,
that's a great thing.
Throughout these years of doing keto, like, we've learned so much, and doing these interviews every week, like, we know so many stories, and we just love hearing, like, people's, like, this episode that you're going to be listening to, this is our first, like, international three-way recording. This is, I mean, it's reaching, far-reaching, just over our friends and family.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. We're in three separate countries doing this last interview. That's the first time we've had that happen ever. Yeah. So, yeah.
Who do we got? Who do we have? Who are we interviewing today?
Yeah, we have Arthur Vaca, also known as Afa, from he lives in Perth, Australia, which is on the west coast of Australia. And so, yeah, he's 8 hours different from Pacific time zone, and then well, actually 16 hours. They're 16 hours ahead. And then meanwhile, I am 19 hours ahead. Or it was just crazy. So,
organize our schedules was pretty interesting in itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I'm actually 21 hours ahead of you right now. So, but yeah, no, it was seriously, we really had to, like, try to figure out these time zones, because and we were just really thankful that we were able to find the time that that actually worked for all of us. So,
I got pretty lucky. Yeah, and you guys are gonna love this interview, because Arthur, like, his story is, like, he had diabetes for 20 years, and he's 42.
42, yeah.
Yeah.
42 and, years old, and then, well, you guys will hear the interview, but yeah, he did some great stuff that's really helped his life, and you could really hear in the interview. Well, not only is his accent badass, you know, I love the New Zealand Australian accents. So that'll be a nice change up for some of you guys, just hearing a different sort of accent again, sort of like my cousin too. Her accent's pretty badass, but yeah. So not only do you hear that, but just hearing his point of view of how he's lived with type 2 diabetes the last 20 years, and just to see the amazing things that keto has done. So, I also sent over an article.
Yeah, we'll go right into it. Yeah,
yeah.
I have it up here. Let me do a quick recap of it. So there was a paper published Tuesday in some journal of the Milk Bank Quarterly, and it had excerpts from emails and suggests that current and former Coca-Cola staff tried to influence the Center of Disease Control, the CDC, by attempting to frame the debate around whether sugar-sweetened beverages play a role in America's obesity epidemic, as well as trying to lobby decision makers. Now, are we surprised to hear that?
No, not at all. I'm not.
Yeah. And so this came out on CNN, and I'll post the link to the article online. You guys can read it, but this was released not too long ago, right? Like,
A couple days ago. Yeah.
And so what are your feelings about it?
Man, I'm a firm believer that, man, like, whenever you have big companies influencing research, that research isn't really valid sometimes, because, you know, you could you know, if you're paying the bill for anything, you could kind of control what, you know, you're controlling what information is being, you know, being written or researched upon. So, you know, you can, so it's like, how can you be fair to the public, and how can you be fair to your research if, you know, if there's, you know, if there's possible findings that may show a negative impact for your product, like, why would you want that information out there just as a business, right? That you mean you're, but if you're, you know, but if you could control that information and how that information is accessed and what people can see, also makes you think, like, like, you know, it's just, to me, it just feels shady. You know what I mean? It's just
it's a conflict of interest. I mean, this is the Center of Disease Control, right? Like,
Yeah, why would
There's
Coca-Cola be,
yeah.
funding, why would they have, they should be, it's just, yeah, total conflict of interest right there, and I wish I could be a little bit more articulate right now about it, but it's just, but at the end of the day, just like I said, it just doesn't feel right that, a company that sells sugary, that, the majority of their products are sugary
Yeah.
products, right? And then, to have them do research on disease, it just makes you wonder, like, well, how valid is this information that's being released? Because, kind of like what I was saying, it's like, I mean, if you have damaging information about the product that you're selling, why would you want that information out there? So yeah, I mean, I want to see more companies do research on fasting,
Oh, yeah,
that's
for
what I
real.
would really like to see. But then that's also a conflict of interest, because why would companies want to spend, especially food companies, why would they want to spend money on research that has you not consuming their products? You know what I mean?
And one of the most disturbing aspect was like to the extent of like what the CDC officials were actually trying to help, Coca-Cola lobbying their objective and like helping them to fight against the soda taxes, because like the soda taxes like they have in that
Yep, in Seattle, yeah.
directly affects Coca-Cola and all these sugar companies. It hits them right directly in their pocket, so I know why they're lobbying against it, for sure. It's just and we talk about this all the time, like how sad it is that you can get a bottle of Coke cheaper than water, and it's more readily available anywhere than water, wherever you go.
Yeah. I mean, they talk about that in the article, right? Like, so yeah, it's a shame, especially if you go to places where water might not be clean to drink. So like, so if the water's not really safe, like the tap water or whatnot, yeah, I mean, like that's a shame if the cheaper option would be to get a soda versus just getting a bottled water. Or any other type of water. That's crazy to me that would be cheaper. It's like,
What's even crazier is that we're talking about this. Like before I started keto, I would have no interest or vested interest in like how Coca-Cola is doing business, overseas, or how
absolutely.
bad the sugar, right? Sugar's been poisoning us for all these years growing up, and
Absolutely.
it's just so eye-opening now. And I mean, yeah, there's Coca-Cola and like Diet Cokes, and we have those every once in a while, but we're more aware now, and we know what we're putting into our body, which is like the main thing that I think people, should be taken away from all this.
Yeah, that's actually a great point, because, man, I love soda. I used to love drinking soda. I used to have, it was one of those things that I used to have, at least with almost every meal, but especially with dinner sometimes, you know what I mean? So
Really? You did?
I'm,
I mean,
if I were to go out to eat, almost every time I would usually order a soda when I
wow.
would go out to eat, especially for dinner. But at home, not so much, but like it would be more so like parties and barbecues, right? So if you go to like a
Oh, yeah.
barbecue, there's a cooler
Yeah,
full of sodas,
there was no
or
LaCroix or sparkling bubble waters back in the day. No
yeah, I
way.
never drank if I hated those. I hated sparkling water. Yeah, but
Me too.
like a barbecue or a camping trip, man, I would kill at least four or five sodas, no problem. You know what I mean? Like, and not even think twice about it,
Absolutely.
And but now that you say, it's crazy for me to even talk about it in the way that we do. I mean, you did bring up like Diet Coke, because I do still like drinking Diet Coke, So I mean, I like the way Diet Coke tastes. I actually like it better than Coke Zero. But yeah, I drink those like it's a treat still too, and And I don't really feel guilty about it. So, I mean, Coca-Cola does have products that, you know, that doesn't have any sugar. There is some like artificial sweeteners in there. But for me, it's like I like having one of those every once in a while with dinner or whatnot, or even on a fast, you know.
Coca-Cola did make a statement and said that they are rethinking many of their recipes around the world to reduce sugar, and they are exploring and bringing to market new sugar alternatives that help us keep the great taste people love, but with less sugar and fewer calories. So they made a statement just recently.
Yeah.
I mean,
I mean, they need
they've been doing
to. They need to. That's good. That's a
it.
good
Yeah, they
first
need
step.
to.
But I mean, you know, a lot of times statements are, you know, just
Right.
statements, you know, and without action, it's like, how does that really, you know, how does that really translate over? So, but you know what's interesting though too. So they have out here in New Zealand since I've been out here, and this is my last this will be my last podcast from New Zealand as I'm leaving back to the
Oh, you're
States.
leaving.
Yeah,
How long
yeah,
have you been
yeah. So
there?
man, I've been here since pretty much almost a month, like so
Wow.
4 weeks pretty much. So yeah, this has been my 4th week here, and so unfortunately my summer has to come to an end and I got to come back to the nice US winter. So but yeah,
How's Vegas? Is it they have wet, hard winters there in Vegas?
nah, I mean it gets cold at
No.
night, you know, it'll get down to like you know, it'll be in the 30s at night. That's not out of the norm, but then it'll be 70s during the day, you know, 60s, 70s
Nice.
during the day. So during the winter, so that's kind of like how the weather has been the last couple months since I've been there. So but then
Oh, go finish. You're talking about Coca-Cola in New Zealand or something
oh
over
yeah. So they have a Kiwi Blue, I believe is the brand that they do sparkling water. And interesting enough, it looks like it's owned by Coca-Cola. Yeah, so I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, you know, that at least they have like sparkling water out here. It looks like that looks like, you know, it might be something that they had bought, you know, or maybe it's something that they are producing themselves. But it's I was actually surprised to see that, you know, Coca-Cola was you know, part of that. So but it was good, you know, like I still drank it. It's still good. It had 0 calories. It's like sparkling water. The problem is out here with the sparkling water for New Zealand residents, and then is that they come in like these 1.5 liter bottles. You know, they're all like 1.5 liter bottles or bigger. So it's kind of like, you know,
It's
it's kind of
huge,
annoying to hold, you know, to kind of
yeah.
carry around, and then you know, like. I don't know. It's just too much. You know what I mean? It's just really, it's a lot of, you know, and then if you have it, you know, to drink all of that all in one sitting, you know, it might take a while. So then that, you know, the bottle gets cold. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So like, that's why
And
the it's dope having the, man, I miss having LaCroix all the time or bubblies or, 'cause you know, I'll just pop one open and then, you know, and then I'm good to go. And then I'll just pop another good one out, you know, and then you'll finish that one before it gets warm, you know. So that's why. So having
I have a
these big old
question.
bottles is a
You
bitch.
know like how like art was you know how like art Arthur was saying that like you know in Australia like keto is just becoming mainstream or like in New Zealand. You know in the States like we have keto products everywhere. Everything is like we have shelves now of keto pizzas, keto crust, keto everything. Is that has that do you see that beginning to happen in New Zealand in the
No,
grocery store?
for
Oh,
sure.
okay.
No,
So
yeah.
you really have to like you gave advice to Arthur about you know going to your butcher and ordering certain foods. How do people do it over there? You know, do they just
Yeah, no,
make
yeah,
things?
that's exactly how you would have to do it. You just got to start grassroots and kind of just, you know, I think for me, I've never really been big on like keto products per se. You know, outside of like MCT oil is the only one I've been really consistent about. As far as, you know, I think, you know, just to start off anyway, I don't really like some of the
Keto product.
yeah, some of the keto products, some of the substitute products, especially with this like carby type stuff. Now, I haven't tried a lot of them either, so I don't want to like knock all of them, but to me, I feel like You don't need those products necessarily to be keto. You know what I mean? Just, you know, I feel like with a lot of the products, you're going back to like eating processed stuff because some of that stuff might not be, you know, natural. And like a lot of things you could just make on your own. For example, like you can make cloud bread with just eggs and mozzarella cheese, you know what I mean? Or something like that. So, and then you could just make a crust with like cauliflower and like cheese, you know, to make a pizza crust or something, or even just cheese by itself. So
cheese by itself. Yeah, you're right. Most of the stuff that we make, that I make, you can buy these in regular stores, like, you know, rotisserie chickens and stuff like that.
Yeah. So there's still a way, but it is nice to have stuff like barbecue. So like shout out to Alterna Sweets that have barbecue sauce that's really low in sugar. Cause some of that other stuff where you want to get a little bit more
options.
You want to have a little bit more options than just, you know, than just whatever you've regularly been eating. So I'm a firm believer in stuff like that. So like, and I like those types of products I do believe in. But just because it gives you more options, but some of the stuff that's like substitutes for other things, it's like, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan, and I just have no interest in really getting those because I don't really crave carby stuff like that sometimes. But you know, but I think I think there is a movement here, just because there is like there is a Facebook page here, and you know, they have that cafe that I went to, so. You know, once, and then, you know, and just having, you know, like a few of my cousins starting to do it, it's like, I feel like, man, this movement will eventually, it'll catch on, you know what I mean? Because as long as people continue doing it and people see the results, I think it'll just happen naturally where, you know, some of those products might even come here from the States, or, you know, they'll start producing their own sort of products. And so, but, you know, we also follow some people that are also like overseas, like, Natalie, right?
She's
a beast when it comes to, keto. And then she follows, what is
workout
that?
I don't even know what it is.
she follows an actual program, and it's mostly for people that live in Australia. So it's like, you know, it's starting to grow in that way. And I just think with the internet, with social media, with podcasts and YouTube videos, eventually more and more people will start seeing where this is going. So I think the biggest thing that, and then to kind of bring it back to what we were talking about with the article, is I've always thought that, hey, if you could confuse people enough, they're just gonna do what they want to do, you know what I mean? So if, you know, the more articles that come out that say, hey, you know, this may lower your lifespan, or you know, and you have people like Jillian Michaels come out and just you know, talk shit about keto, and just so you have all this different information, it's like, man, like the more confused people get, they'll just go back to consuming what they want to consume.
And like we say, you know, we do this because we want to help other people who have, I mean, people who are doing keto not only just do it for weight loss. I mean, they're doing it for, you know, curing so many different ailments, like, you know, diabetes and PCOS and like plantars. We learn so much every week of why people do keto.
Yeah, and it's that's been my other favorite thing too, is I love interviewing people, and then they'll tell us something random that it's kind of helped them with, whether it's helping them sleep, or helping their skin, or, you know, getting off meds. That's my favorite one. When I hear people getting off of meds just because they're not eating sugar and carbohydrates, it's like, wow, okay, well, then that's, you know. Yeah. And, you know, like we always say, I mean, we're not doctors or anything, but I mean, man, we have there's just so much like evidence of how it's helped people, and it might not help everybody, and it might not help you. specifically. Yeah. But I mean, how do you know unless you've tried it? I'm like, you know, and right. if you're suffering through, you know, whatever it may be, any sort of health issues, you know, who knows? The problem might be carbohydrates. It might not, but hey, keto might be a way for you to just something to try out and then kind of go from there, you know?
And you know what's cool? And you know what's cool too is that I always just forget like how many people actually listen to us or like are like happy that we publish these episodes on the podcast and like it's they've told their friends and you know refer them to us or they found us. I'm like, well, yeah, we have to be accountable, Heinz.
No, and that's why I'm actually, like I said, and that goes back to for me to being that goes back to me being thankful that we have this forum. Because, man, to be honest, who knows? I can't really say if I would continue doing keto if if I didn't do this podcast. I mean, I probably would, but I wouldn't be as mindful. Like, I'm really mindful of, like, everything that I kind of eat now. Just because it's like, you know.
We talk about it.
Exactly, because it's like man, I'm accountable to everybody that listens to this podcast, so it's like you know I just don't want to be out there I just don't want to be out there just like you know doing whatever but you know because I still haven't reached my goals yet so and, you know and I'm not in any big rush either so that's why it's kind of like hey I just kind of I'm just kind of going with the flow and just continuing to see how my body reacts to certain things, you know, and I haven't really started working out yet. So, with all those things combined, I already know that it'll be beneficial once I do start working out, but man, the podcast has definitely kept me in check, you know, so it's, which I love, you know.
And this interview you guys are going to be listening to, it also, you know, like Arthur lost a lot of weight and he doesn't work out. And like me and Heinz always talk about right now, Heinz is not working out. He's lost a lot of weight. I work out, but that's because I've been normally doing that and I've lost a lot of weight. So this, you know, there is something for everyone. Like you don't have to work out doing keto. I mean, it helped me gain results faster, but like, I understand people are busy and like they don't have time. And this doing keto lifestyle is a perfect for that particular, you know, if you know, goal, if you don't have time to work out.
Yeah. I think that's the other thing. It's like, you know, we always talk about biohacking. It's also kind of like a life hacking, right? It's like, if you don't have time, you know, Corey too, in last
Corey,
episode was talking about like, she has 4 hours of commute, so she doesn't really feel like she has the energy to like go work out, which is fine, you know. So
And she was also saying that she used to train for a marathon like every day, wasn't able to lose weight, and now she just started keto and lost like 20 pounds in like 3 months not working out. So like, go figure, right?
But to me it makes sense. It's like, you know, I used to run I never ran a marathon, but man, I used to run, you know, I used to run maybe 3 times a week and like 5 miles, so like 3 to 5 miles each run. And, you know, but I never changed my diet, you know what I mean? And, but I never really could lose the weight, and just, man, doing keto for the first 6 months is the most weight I've lost, you know? Yeah. So that's why I'm like, man, I really, you know, I lost 30 pounds in those first 6 months, you know, or 25 pounds in those first 6 months. And it's like, I never was able to do that even while I was running 3 to 5 miles 3 times a week. You know what I mean? And so, so I just look, you're right. It's like, it's one of those things where it's, I'm just a firm believer in this way of eating and fasting and all these different things that we've been doing, man. I just know that it works. So I know that as long as I continue to follow this lifestyle and then be a little bit more strict, at least moving forward, because I know kind of what I'm doing before, it's like, I feel like I'm sort of at a stall right now, but you know, I'm okay with that. And, but I know that if I continue on with this, that I'll eventually reach my goals. So.
So you're almost done. You're going to be leaving. This past week, I saw you went to the One Love Festival. How was that?
Oh, man.
Who was performing?
So, okay, so they have One Love is they have a 2-day festival. It's Saturday, Sunday for One Love. So I did not actually go to that. But what's crazy is
Oh.
no, but what's crazy in the same city as a pre-concert, right? So as a pre-concert, they had this other festival called Good Vibes Festival.
Oh.
It's basically the pre-concert for One Love, right? Because One Love is super crazy, massive. I think it's like 10 to 20,000 people, right? It's like,
Oh,
yeah,
goodness.
it's massive, massive, right? The one that I went to was the day before, and that was probably like 1,000 people, 1,000 to 2,000
Okay.
people, which was perfect size crowd. Which, I'm actually I like those crowds. It's kind of like the same crowd that there would be at, back at like maybe Marymore or even the zoo back in Seattle.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. No, you know how that size crowd is just really fun. It's super laid back, and
Reasonable.
so yeah, so we made the drive Friday and like we didn't decide to go until Thursday. Like my cousin, I actually kind of made up my mind that I wasn't gonna go to One Love because I was trying to like figure it out, see which ones of my cousins were trying to go, because I didn't really want to go by myself all the way out there, and like, you know what I mean? So I didn't even have like transportation, and you still had to find like a place to stay, and they had camping stuff that's available that was like $80 for the weekend or something like that. So I already told myself, I was like, okay, well, that's not gonna happen. And then my cousin hits me up and it was like, hey, are you going to One Love? Because I think we're gonna try to go to this Friday thing. And I was like, what the hell? I've already kind of like mentally prepared myself not to go. Yeah, so then he's like, okay, well, I'm gonna try to get off of work early on Friday, and then just let me know if you're down, and then we're gonna, I already have tickets. And so I was like, shit, all right. So the only thing that we needed to find was a place to stay. So, most of the hotel rooms were booked up. There was a couple that were really expensive. And I was also trying to find a hotel room for four of us. So it was me, two of my cousins, and then one of my cousin's girlfriend. So it's like finding a room for four people too was kind of like, damn, this is gonna be tough, So yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, contacted a few Airbnbs that Thursday, and then we left Friday. So we left Friday at like 2 o'clock, and like the concert started at like 4. We didn't find basically none of the air I tried to hit up multiple Airbnbs. Nobody got back to me, and it was super last minute. But man, we got lucky because we didn't get to the actual we didn't get to Tauranga till about maybe 6 o'clock, and and basically in the car the whole way I was like on my phone trying to find us a room, and finally found one at a great price at like 5:30, 5:45,
Oh, wow. Nice.
and literally like booked the room, and then we were like 15 minutes away, drove to the room, unloaded all our stuff, had a couple drinks real quick, and then we dipped out and then went to the concert, and it was cool. And it was dope. So it ended at like 10:30, had a great time, and then we went back to the room, chilled, and then we actually found a we found a club
Oh,
in Tauranga. Yeah, so it was like one of the only clubs that was kind of open, and it's like a small beach town, so it's like to find something like that. But it was One Love weekend, so there was tons of people out. So but yes,
yeah.
but what's funny is when I got to the club, man, this dude, I mean, the dude looked like he was 22. Anyways, he looked at me and he wouldn't let me in, because he thought I was like too faded. I was like, what the hell, dude? I'm like the oldest person here, bro. Like, I mean, I didn't think I was stumbling or anything, and like, and I was kind of, I don't know, it was just weird. But so basically, man, they had this like burger joint literally right next door, like a burger window. So I think basically he wanted to see me eat something, so ordered some fries from there, and which were not keto, I know, but I didn't want to, I just didn't feel like eating a whole burger at that point either. So but yeah, so I just or you know got that, and then finally let me in, and man, it's crazy, the club stayed open till like 4 a.m. It's crazy how like stuff stays open super late out here. So But no, it was all in all, it was a good trip, man. So we just went for one day. The sad part was leaving Tauranga and seeing all the cars driving in to go to One Love, and I was just like, oh man. So
But
that Friday it was Josh Wawa. He was there, so we heard him while we were walking in. We missed Jordan T. He was there. So yeah, Jordan T, Josh Wawa, Sons of Zion. They're kind of who we played on the podcast last week. So I believe
you want to play Josh for this week's podcast.
Man, I actually have another song that I kind of want to play because it's been my anthem out here. So it's called how come I can't even think of it right now? It's by Zinya is the name of the artist. Zinya, but,
okay.
I'll send it to you. Overload. Okay. I think it's called Overload. Yeah. So. Okay.
It's your anthem, huh?
Yeah, man. So no, it was good. It was it was so last minute, so random. It was one of those. It's like one of those, like, hey, you want to do something last minute and kind of like, you know, for me, you know, I'm on vacation, so every day is kind of like, unless I don't really have stuff planned. So, you know, I just kind of went with the flow. So it was just kind of amazing to kind of have something, you know, come together last minute like that. But in going to that, bro, I feel like that might be something that we should probably try to attend next year, like, because dude, it looks dope. It looks super.
Did anyone say anything about your shirt? Did you wear your Keto Island Boy shirt?
Man, I wore the so both of my Keto Island Boy shirts. So I have the one that has the foods on there, and then there's the other one, and the foods on there. And
that was not
my plan. My plan was to actually bring the Keto Island Boy shirt. So I kind of brought the wrong shirt, because when I was unfolding it, I was like, damn, you know, they were both black. I was like, damn it. So I wore the Samoan foods there. But yeah, it was, you know, it was very mixed crowd. You know, it was a lot of, yeah, it was just, it was cool. It was chill. So yeah.
Cool, man. Well, shoot, man, have a good flight. So next week, you'll be back in Vegas, and you're going to be back on the daily grind.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Is there any shout outs or anyone you want to for this
episode? Yeah, man, definitely. I just want to give a, you know, it's funny because I don't even know how many of them have really listened, but I just want to give a shout out to all my family that that has, man, hella spoiled me since I've been out here, man. Like, taking me out to eat to dinners and just, you know, places like going to Tauranga last weekend. Shout out to James, Puka, and Bell for that. You know, shout out to my cousins Nui for, we went to go eat Vietnamese the other day. Nui and all her brother to her brothers and sisters, and shout out to my cousin Malcolm just for hosting a lot. My brother for taking me out to eat and then taking me to the pools and letting me hang out with my nieces. And yeah, man, and to my uncle Fafoi for having a fat ass barbecue last week for me too. So. Shout out to all my family out here in Auckland, and then just so much love out here. It's like, yeah, it's been a really good trip. I'm so glad I got to come out here and experience this, and so I definitely, like I said, I want to come back, and there should be more of us to come back next year. I feel like One Love should be something that we might want to put on our calendars, you know. So
absolutely. Hey. We got a lot of things in the works for the Keto Island Boys. We're trying to arrange that 5K run.
Yeah, maybe like do a 5K run or like a 3K walk, even, you know, because some of us don't work out. But, you know, either way, it's like, yeah, maybe, yeah.
We got to time it for the concert in Vegas, that Aloha. What's the concert there? Oh,
Pure Aloha, yeah. So maybe we should do one in October then, maybe, is what you're saying then, right? To kind of give us enough time?
Yes, we need to organize. We need to figure out a little stretch of 3K that we can do, that we can just, you know, mob it and not get in trouble by taking over a street.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure we could find something, you know what I mean? So, I could do some research on that. But, yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, let's do something like that.
Anyone else?
Yeah, you got any shout-outs? Wait, first off, no, man, anything happened to you this week? How's your week been? You know, it's like, I know I'm the one out here, but I mean, have you get stuck in any lifts this week at all? Or
No, nothing exciting happening. I went to Ohana's again this past weekend. Nice. Yeah, had a couple of birthday parties and stuff like that. But this weekend, you're going to miss out. It's Justin's birthday, and we're going to we're having a roller skate party, 80s theme.
Oh,
so,
man, that's tight. Oh, man.
Yeah. And also
I'm
the
not
green.
The best roller skater out there. Yeah. So, I mean, I do like it. I like doing it. But, man, yeah. I always, like, I have to get my wrist taped because I fall and stuff. Yeah, I would have to wear like, yeah, I mean, are you a roller blader or?
No, I haven't touched skates since like 10 years, so I might be falling too.
Oh man, what, dude, once you do, I can see you out there, you'll just start flying.
Yeah, I used to roller blade, but and then we're going to do a bike ride Saturday or Sunday morning for the new tunnel that is going to be opened up to the public to just ride a bike on.
Wow.
Sunday. And then it's Super Bowl Sunday, right? And so I don't care about who's playing in the Super Bowl, but
I know
we're still going to have a party and we're going to have an air fryer party, a keto party.
Dude.
So DJ Headache is doing, Max is doing keto now. So,
are you serious?
Yeah, he's in it, man. He's in it. Like, he's
whatever,
asking
me, man. Dude, year and a half later after you started, he's finally going to start. That's awesome.
So we got he bought an air fryer. His girlfriend's doing keto. Justin, myself, we're all gonna be bringing our air fryers and like just making like steaks and pork belly and chicken wings.
What? So wait, Justin got an air fryer too?
No, I have one. He's gonna just bring the meat.
Yeah. Cool. That's tight. Yeah. I mean, you guys are just gonna be rotating stuff, meats and goodies all throughout the day, huh? Just kind of like.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then this Friday is Fia is going to be here. Ellie Mac and The Green are performing at Showbox this Friday at Soto Market. So I'll be there. So it'll be a pretty busy weekend.
Oh, man, at the market too. Yeah, I get back to the States on Friday, but I'm not in Seattle. I'll be in Vegas on Friday. But, damn, that sounds like that'll be a really fun concert to go to.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll let you know how it goes next week. What's up?
Yeah, and then so man, going to a ton of concerts. So I was able to go to J-Bug 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So almost 3 weeks ago. And then last weekend went to the Good Vibes basically the – you'll be going to the Green this Friday.
Yeah.
And then going to – there's a One Love Festival in Long Beach. I forgot about that because I bought the ticket so long ago. Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, it's a huge one.
Yeah. So going to that in Long Beach on that Sunday after the Super Bowl. So what is that? 10th. On the 10th, on February 10th. And after that, you're going to there's another concert.
I'll be going to J-Boot,
Does the J-Boot noise? Is there another concert?
No, there's no other. No, just J-Boot.
Which he'll actually be in Long Beach on the 10th. But yeah, and then Common Kings is after that.
Was that?
So you have J-Boot on the 17th. And then you're going to Common Kings on the 23rd. Yeah. So I'm actually, like I said, I think I'm going to try to come to that. So it's tight. We've been going to all these like different concerts, and then we'll finally meet up at Common Kings in Vancouver.
We'll be there.
British Columbia. Oh, man. Yeah, that's, you know, I need to, actually, I think I'm going to look at tickets today
It
because
might be sold out, so it might be
I should
sold
buy
out,
that
so you
soon
might
if I'm
want to
going to
go
come.
look. Yeah, so
Oh, no. I have a ticket. There's a ticket available for me. I was talking about like a plane ticket. Like I need to buy like plane ticket to Seattle like soon if I am going to come to that. But you know what's funny is that Friday though before Comic King, Snoop is also in Vancouver. So I have an extra ticket to that. So I have a ticket for me available to go to that. That's why I'm like, oh man, Snoop and Comic King same weekend. Okay, I'm down with that. You know,
We need to post.
so random,
Yeah,
huh?
it's gonna be for sure, like a Islander Fest, music fest this month. This is crazy.
I know it's super crazy. Yeah. So, but yeah,
Cool.
that's, we love me and Jeff love that kind of like the type of music that yeah, it's just like a lot of music need to kind of so it's like we just figured, hey, you know, that's our thing, the Keto Island Boys. So we like supporting our island reggae artists
Absolutely.
and yeah, and just kind of wearing our gear out there at the concerts
Yes,
and
sir.
yeah, promoting that keto lifestyle. So yeah,
Yeah.
I'm glad. No, that's gonna be fun. You're gonna have a great time this Friday, the Green and Fia and Ellie Mack and all them. So yeah, man, that's gonna be awesome. So
So we just want to again thank everyone for listening to our podcast and who follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, and leave us messages. And we just want to thank you so much.
yep,
And
and if you know for those listeners too, if you could leave a
five star.
yes, review. Thank you. If you could leave a review, that's really would help us. We are so close to reaching 10,000 listens total. We are so close. So there's you know the people that are listening, man, we would really love and appreciate you to leave a review. And
On iTunes, and preferably a five star, pretty please.
yes, absolutely.
Up next, we got Arthur's interview, right?
Yep, Arthur
And
Baca. Yep.
so stay tuned after a word from our sponsors.
Today's episode is sponsored by Karma Project. Want to earn an easy $5 and keep yourself safe at the same time? Well, there are 37 million vehicles across 19 manufacturers that have been recalled so far for having a deadly Takata airbag. 37 million. Now, do some good by alerting your friends and family about this recall and earn a $5 reward for checking your own vehicle. I checked mine. My vehicle was not part of the recall, but I was still able to cash in and get the $5 reward. Now, it's important to me that all of you out there are also checking to see whether or not you're safe. So it takes just a minute. And you could get a $5 reward for doing it. Now, check now at this address. This is the most important part. deadlyairbag.com/health. It's urgent. Do not put it off. Check now once again at deadlyairbag.com/health. Welcome to the Island Keto Island Boys podcast. This is Hines and this is Hines here with Jeff. And we have a special guest. This is all the way from the west coast of Australia. And we have three different time zones going on right now. And we have a special guest in Afa. Go ahead and introduce yourself and then we'll get started. And maybe to give us a little background information about yourself
my name's Afa, obviously. I was born in New Zealand.
Nice.
My parents are from Tonga, but they tried to get to Australia from Tonga, but because it was hard, they had to move to New Zealand. And then once all us, my sister and my brothers were born, once we became New Zealand citizens, we moved to Australia straight away. I was five when I moved to Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and pretty
Where were
much
you born?
grew up in Sydney. I was born in Auckland.
Nice, nice. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah,
So,
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, Bengri. Is that where you're at?
Yeah,
are you
that's
in Bengri?
Where I'm staying right now. I've been staying in Bengri these last few weeks.
Yeah, that's South where most of my family's from. Yeah, South Auckland. Yeah. But so been in Perth for 20 years now. Married, got four kids, got three that live with me now. And just going through life right now. I'm pretty positive about just sort of like in regards to keto and stuff and
how much
it's changed my life. Yeah.
That's awesome. So we'll also go. So how did you find us, the Keto Island Boys?
Oh, I looked it up on, I was just searching, you know, when you go to search on what's it called? Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah, you can search and then you get all these channels that come up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I saw you guys on there. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so one thing that really captured me was Keto Island Boys, eh? And I said, yeah, that's for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then, yeah, and it was, and so I checked out all your stuff and just seeing what you guys have been doing and listening to your podcast.
Yeah,
and,
awesome.
How important it is for, you know, Polynesians.
Yes.
But also other people will listen to as well that's not Polynesian. But my heart is for the Polynesians because, you know, they feel like they're stuck. They can't. Yeah. There's no way to get out. And, you know, with my family on my dad's side, all my brothers and myself, we actually got diabetes and we didn't know about the history of diabetes in the family.
Yeah.
You know? And it's pretty bad because my auntie just, I think a year and a half ago, she passed away because of that.
Yep.
And, yeah, I just think that it's, that, you know, guys like yourself, you know, I hope that guys like yourself will encourage other people out there to speak out and to really support, you know, really support each other because we feel like that from, you know, the Polynesian side, there's not that much support, you know?
Absolutely. I feel like the biggest thing is people just don't know. They don't know what's good for them. They feel like you have to work out. And we'll get into like kind of what you've done, right?
Yeah.
But they have to feel like they have to work out. And like, I love your story because I know you kind of messaged and said something that, you know, that you haven't really worked out. So, which that's kind of the same boat that I am. Jeff, on the other hand, he does work out. So, we really just want to get this information out and just listening to our podcast and following us on Instagram. These things are free. So we want to give out this information for free to everybody because we feel like this is the way. This is the way we can save our people, our island people. So, I'm so thankful for having you on the show today. So, yeah.
I appreciate it. I'm thankful that you're having me on as well. You know, I really appreciate it.
So you brought up diabetes. I kind of want to start with that, you know. When did you find out that you had diabetes?
Well, I'm 42 now. Okay. So at the age of 21 is when I found out I had that.
Wow.
Yeah. I found out by because my younger brother, he had one of those blood testers.
Yep.
So I decided to test my blood, and then my blood was really high. Eh?
Yep.
So then I found a doctor, and then he just told me, "Yeah, you got type 2 diabetes."
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh man.
At
21, man. Because I struggled with it so long, you know. Yeah, 21, and it was hard for me to deal with it. Like, I had to change my diet and everything. And even though what I find with us Polynesians is some of the times our pride get in the way, you know.
Yeah.
We just like, stuff you, I'll just eat whatever I want, you know.
Yeah. Now, were you taking medication?
Yeah, I was taking four pills, eh? Four pills of medication. Yeah, and then at one stage, which was maybe a couple of years ago, the doctor that I was seeing, who wasn't my regular doctor, wanted me to start taking insulin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I refused to take it. And I just said, I promise I'll change.
Yeah.
I went through that a lot of times. And, you know, just the doctor, I'll change. And the doctor's going, all right, then next time, you know, if your tests come back not very good, then I'll put you on insulin. So that was the last time I saw it. So, yeah, I've been to a lot of doctors, you know, because I've been avoiding this, you know, avoiding and accepting that I've got type 2 diabetes. Yeah. Yeah.
So how old were you when you decided to make a change finally for, like, your diet?
Oh, it wasn't until, to be truthful, 28th of May 2018 was the time.
Wow.
The time, because up until I started keto, I was just going through the motions of just eating whatever I want. And some of the times my weight would fluctuate. I mean, the heaviest I've been is 120. Yeah.
120
kgs.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's just, yeah, it really wasn't up till, yeah, until I actually started keto when I sort of, like, you know, accepted it. And then I kept telling myself that I have to change because I've got two young kids that are with us, and I've got a grandchild, and I would really want to be around to see.
Oh yeah, family for sure. And just to convert for 120 kgs is a roughly around 265 pounds. So so yeah, so that's good. May of 2018. So you haven't even really been doing keto for a full on year yet.
No, it's been about 7 months since I've been doing keto. But that was the heaviest I weighed. But when I actually started keto, I was 108 kgs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was the heaviest. I mean, after finding out I was type 2, and I held that weight pretty much, you know, throughout all those years.
Yeah, gotcha. Gotcha.
Arthur, so did your doctors prescribe keto to you, or how did you come across?
It was my wife that told me about keto. Have you heard about a documentary? It's on Netflix.
Yes, The Magic Pill.
The Magic Pill. Yeah.
Yes, so, love it.
So that she had watched it twice before she told me. She wanted to be sure. She's also on keto as well, and she's
awesome.
A ton of weight as well. So we're awesome. Sort of like doing it together and supporting each other. But yeah.
No, that's good. So like do your kids also eat keto too as well? So if you know, if you and your wife are both doing it, do you guys make two separate meals or?
Yeah, well, we're starting to make at the start. It was like, you know, we would sort of like start making separate meals. But with the meals that we've been making, it's just had a lot of taste in it, you know, and stuff. So we've sort of like, you know, in regards to cheese and all that stuff. And
love cheese.
Yeah. And just making something like, you know, like have you had cauliflower mash before?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's really, we've been, you know, incorporating that into the kids as well, but they're not sort of like 100% in keto.
Keen on it.
But we're sort of like slowly introducing it to them, and we don't want them to force them to do it. You know, we really want, if they really want to do it, because it's a big change, lifestyle change, and but we usually the meals that my wife makes, and also sometimes myself, when we cook, we usually just have it all together. So
yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. How old are your kids, by the way, that live with you?
Yeah, so the youngest, Jonah, he's 10.
Okay.
Janae is 12, and then it goes up to Jade is, he's 20, and then, and then we've got a 24-year-old who's no longer living with us.
Who's left the nest.
Yeah.
Right on. Man, that's awesome. So, what kind of, what's like, so you've been doing keto since May. Now do you find yourself eating at home more often, or do you still go out to eat at all, or get takeaways or food to go?
Yeah, we tend to eat home a lot, but when we do go out and eat, like restaurants, what I usually do is I go online and I look up the menu on that on that restaurant, and then I check it out to make sure if there's anything in there.
Yeah,
you know, that's, and you know, and usually restaurants are more, you know, if there's something there that might not be, you know, fully keto, I just ask the question, man, you know, are you able to swap this with that and stuff?
Yep, you know? Yep, good.
Yeah, so that's what I usually do. I usually do that for us, but some of the times we go out to a steakhouse or something, and, you know, that's all.
Oh, you know that's going to be all good, yeah.
Yeah. So, we hardly eat takeaways, you know, ever since we started. Yeah, so the only time I am going to eat something, I reckon, is when I reach my ideal weight, is when I'm going to get KFC, I think.
Right on.
Do you test yourself now more often?
I don't test myself at all. Ever since. So when I started keto, 2 weeks, it took 2 weeks for my blood sugars to be normal. And then another 4 weeks, I was off the meds.
Wow.
So now my doctor tells me, you know, just come back in the year and just see me and stuff. So I haven't tested myself in that, because it's as long as I just continue on just eating keto. I mean, there's times where even when I have had takeaway, and I still feel fine, because, you know, so... Yeah, but it's, you know, I give it all to keto is the reason why I pretty much don't have type 2 diabetes, is because of that, you know?
Yeah. So when did you say, would you say you don't have type 2 anymore now, you would say? Or
Pretty much I can say that, you know, that I'm free from type 2 diabetes, because I also looked into it. Yeah, about other people like being on the keto and being sort of like, you know, free from diabetes and stuff, and reversed it even, you know, So that was one thing that sort of like, you know, led me to, you know, sorting myself out, because, you know, I can't continue on just killing myself even faster, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have two of my brothers. They both have type 2 diabetes. And I've been kind of trying to tell them to get on it. And so, like, your story is just an amazing one. And it's one that's like, it's like, hey, it's possible to get off the meds, because, it's just, I just feel like, you know, taking meds all the time, it can't be good for your liver, you know, to constantly take 4 pills every day, you know? So it's like, don't you want to live a life without having to take pills every day? So,
well, that's it. And also the cost of them too, you know.
Yes.
I know that we struggle with finances and stuff, but the cost. But I used to be one of those people out there that would say, "Oh, there's no way that I can get rid of diabetes. I've got it for life." And it wasn't until keto that I actually could see. You know, my eyes were finally open, and I could see that. Yeah, and, you know, I've encouraged my family and stuff, you know, and stuff. They've seen sort of like the change in some posts and stuff that I've put on there. And
that's good. Yeah. Be that light in your family to tell them, hey, they don't have to suffer from diabetes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you were able to beat it. So, you know, that's, yeah, that's dope. You know, like that's powerful, because a lot of times when, you know, people see stuff, like they'll see other people do it, but like you being the example for your family and letting them know that they don't have to suffer from this, if, you know, that there might be a way that's really cheap, that you don't have to, you know, sign up for any programs, you don't have to spend extra money, and even in your case, you don't even have to work out, and you can still beat diabetes. I mean, why not try it?
Yeah, well, that's it, you know, like, I mean, just, there's the proof right there, and just, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to reach out with you guys, because I see what you're doing for the community, and it's anyone out there that's has a story that, you know, that other brothers and sisters need to hear, I encourage people just to reach out to you guys, you know, Keaton Island Boys, and
absolutely
share your story, man, because we all need to hear it, eh? We all need to hear, you know. Yeah, so I just pray that I just pray that, you know, that all goes well with your podcast and that. And I know
man, well, having you on and having you share your story, and if you could share our information on your Instagram and to your friends and family, and tell them that they get to hear you, and like, man, this is just awesome. So it's like, yeah, man, this is basically what we try to do. So
How did you find us in the first place?
Oh yeah, I think you missed that one, Jeff. So he found us on Instagram. He did a search, because you could see different channels, and so he did a little keto search on us on Instagram, and he saw us and said Keto Island Boys, and he was like, "Yep, that's the one for me." and then he just messaged us. And he just, you know, you know, messaged us, and then we kind of went from there. So what's so funny, Afa, is last week, actually in Mangere, we went to this place called Pacific Takeaways, and I kind of went live on our Instagram, and I had Lucipe for the first time.
Oh, yeah, that was nice, eh?
It was, oh, man. That's probably, top three favorite keto foods for sure. It's like, you know, that Lucipe was off the hook. So, yeah, it was so good. Do you eat any of those island foods maybe?
Yeah, I just made, without the actual meat in it, but we use but I've put corned beef in it.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of Polynesian dishes which are like keto, man.
Yes, exactly. With all the fish we eat, all the pig we eat, all the lamb we eat, the chicken we eat, the beef we eat.
Just all the like starch food like manioca and all that, which are high in carbs and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a lot out there. So I made one the other night, just a single one and stuff. So, oh man, I haven't made any Lou in ages.
Oh man, Lou is probably one of the it's so beautiful, it's so good. So that's one of my favorite things to eat when I'm out here in New Zealand. I don't get it as much as I could back in the States, but it's you know, there's a lot of island food that's very keto, so you know, we try to help emphasize that. So yeah, that's good.
But you still.
So whereabouts are you from? You're from Seattle.
Yep, we're from Seattle.
You've got. Oh yeah. But you've got a lot of, you know, like big supermarkets there, eh? Where you can buy a lot of keto food.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. We find that most keto food is on the outside, so the vegetables and the meat. Like, it's usually on the inside of the supermarkets is where you find all the carbs, like the sugary sodas, the processed stuff, cereals, you know, chocolates, candies. But it's weird. If you go to most supermarkets, at least in the States, if you kind of stay on the outside, that's kind of how we try to stay as keto as possible.
Because keto here isn't that big, eh? So we have a very limited you know, places where we can buy it. Yeah, so but I'm hoping that it's starting to pick up because it's this it's starting to be on television shows and that. It's so hopefully in the future we'll be able to have a, you know, a lot more products that we can buy because I have to buy mine interstate.
Yeah, I always try to just keep it real simple. So you could just go to your local butcher shop, you know. So, you know, if you, anything in a butcher shop is usually keto. And then, you know, just buying vegetables and stuff like that. So, and please, sorry, excuse me for my cousins are, they started drinking in the other room. it's definitely one of those things as far as keto products. I feel like the more and more people do it and stick with it and stay with it, then we'll see that happen. We'll see more of those things come into the grocery stores.
For sure.
So then what kind of foods do you mostly eat now? You're fast. What kind of high fats do you eat on your diet now that you didn't eat before?
Yeah. So, you know, we've nuts like macadamias.
That's high fat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually cheese. I like to make, cauliflower pizza. Have you
tried that?
Oh
yeah. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. Fine. So I usually, make that. I usually eat that and just with, pork and stuff, like even pork rinds. You like pork rinds? What else do I eat? I pretty much, for a lazy day, if I haven't meal prepped anything, I just chuck free eggs into a bowl and then meat into it and then mix it up and then make it into an omelet.
Nice.
And I even put corned beef in it.
There you go.
Yeah, you put corned beef, coconut cream, silver. I usually use silver beet, which is spinach. I think we call it silver beet over here, but I think it's spinach.
Wow, silver beet. Okay.
yeah, that's what we call it, silver beet, a lot of bacon, avocado, a lot of beef, beef mince, steak, mentioned eggs. Nice. And so with me, I'm still researching. I research recipes.
Awesome.
So I've only just started making cauliflower fried rice because, I loved fried rice, I could I used to eat that all the time, but now I found a good substitute, which was with cauliflower and everything else, which I think it's the soy sauce that makes the difference to taste. So we've got a good good soy sauce, which is called tamari soy sauce, and it's got less than 1 gram of carbs in a 20 mil. Perfect.
Do you find yourself looking in the back of nutrition like guys now, like looking at the fat and carb content and sugar content?
And I also read the ingredients as well, I look at the ingredients and just to make sure there's no like GMO or wheat or anything like that in it, because but with there are most foods there that do have, a slight trace of sugar, which for me, I don't really care about. Where I did care about it at the start, but I'm usually after I finish a whole day of eating, it's only sort of like 3 grams of sugar, of which I have in it, but that's never affected my blood sugars or anything that at all. So,
Speaking of whole day of eating, so do you intermittent fast at all?
Yeah, actually, I just started doing that. I've been starting to do that. I've been doing that for the last 2 weeks. So I'm at a point where I eat at 2 in the afternoon.
2, okay, then, 2 p.m.
Yeah, so there's that 4-hour window period of which I can eat from 2 to 6. But recently, I haven't been hungry or wanted to eat until 5 or 6 o'clock.
Nice, so, yeah.
So pretty much, I get through almost the 24-hour day. And
wow.
I tell you what, man, I mean, ever since I've been it was really hard, going to, starting the 16 and 8 and then sort of like a 20 and 4. But if you keep doing it gradually, your body gets used to it.
Yes.
And it's something that I thought I'd never do. But now I'm almost like at a 24-hour fast. And then when I eat, and it's just sort of like some of the times I can't finish my whole meal, man.
Wow, because your stomach shrinks.
Yeah, my stomach shrinks.
You're down to one meal a day, pretty much.
Yeah, so I'm down to one meal a day now, so, yeah.
Yeah, and you would have never thought that you'd be doing one meal a day before you started keto, right? Like, I never thought that.
It's crazy. I don't know, I thought that was crazy, like, hearing about people doing that. Man, I can't do that. I love my food too much.
Absolutely, especially being an islander, for sure.
Yeah.
I know, like, with rice, just put salt on it, and that was enough for me, man.
Wow. Rice with salt. Dang, not even butter.
Yeah. Nah, man. Just straight out, bro. Yeah. But
wow.
I think one thing.
That's something about, you learned in Mangria.
it's pretty much, yeah. I think it's just the, like the lifestyle growing up. And stuff, and I think one thing for us islanders is sort of like, I mean, there's habits that we've grown up with.
Yeah, where, absolutely.
And that's one thing for me where I had to recognize those habits, and then I had to choose to break them and replace them with good habits, and that's what keto's done.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's harder for our parents' generation because they've had those habits even longer.
Oh, yeah.
So just having that, us being a little bit younger, we have technology and, we have research, science, like we are a little bit more adept at change, even though we've had these habits for so many years.
Yeah.
But our parents' age group, that generation, that's who I really wanted to try to influence.
Yeah.
But it's hard because, one, they don't really listen to podcasts. Two, they don't want change because they've had this, they've eaten the same way for 50, 60, 70 plus years. So having them change it's almost impossible. But, I'm still
trying. Well, one thing is what they always say is, I'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
Yeah,
for sure. And, for Samoans, the saying is, au ke popole. Yeah. Like, don't worry about it. And it's like, no, I am going to worry about it because I see what you eat day in and day out. So.
Yeah, and it's sad, just seeing family members, the older generations that are passing away because of diabetes, but it's I hope that that they see that and then they would willing to change, at least because still got family around that.
Absolutely family, there's still hope if you're alive. Still hope.
It's never too late because, man, like, I struggled for diabetes for 20 years. And man, I, to the point of sort of like, not feeling sort of like, with my feet and stuff and even my hands and stuff. It was actually getting to those, I had a lot of that, a lot of those stages and stuff. But now I don't have any of that problem now because of keto, And because I choose to. So we've got to make a choice, and I guess it's, you've got to want to choose it because it's a big change, but it's worth it, Yeah.
So you were taking meds for diabetes for 20 years?
Man,
And then you started doing keto for 4 weeks, and you haven't had any meds since then?
No, it was 6 weeks, and I haven't had any meds 6 weeks. So I haven't had any meds since then, eh?
So, oh, man, that is amazing. Awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was on my meds, you know, even when I was on my meds, my blood sugars were high.
Oh.
And I was on sort of like the strongest meds you could think of.
Wow.
Because my blood sugars were high. Yeah. Oh. And if the meds were doing it, then, you know, what's the use? So, like, and that's one of the reasons why I had to, after I saw that documentary.
Yes.
That's what really gave me hope, because, mm-hmm. you know, there's a, in Australia, you know, a lot of people, you know, struggle with type 2 diabetes and all that stuff.
Yep.
And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And,
I blame all the fizzies.
Yeah. Oh, the fizzies are like, you know, the fizzies are really the amount of sugar that's in those fizzies.
Yep.
It's like 20 like teaspoons or something, or 30 yes. teaspoons.
There's so much. And just for the Americans, fizzies mean sodas. And also, Afa also talked about takeaways. That means food to go. So fizzies is soda, and takeaways are like takeout food. So But yeah, no, it's no that it, I feel like that's the one of the biggest problems is soda and fizzies. And in fact, I just sent Jeff an article today just about how Coca-Cola has been they've sent emails back with some of the Center of Control for Disease or something like that so in America and just how kind of corrupt it kind of is, like Coca-Cola has been funding a lot of the Center for Disease Control, that's what it is, CDC. And it's like, man, that's kind of a conflict of interest when, you know, you have Coca-Cola helping fund a lot of these government programs that are supposed to combat disease.
Yeah.
And they're, it's like, man, they should probably get their funding from somewhere that's more, that doesn't have a conflict of interest, because I feel like, how can you fully do research on stuff if you're, if they're paying for it, you could sort of control that research. So, you know, you kind of want to have a party that's you know, that's not influencing, you know, the actual studies and stuff. So,
But you also look, you know, Coca-Cola, they also own, you know, most of the energy drink companies.
Oh yeah, which, like Powerade.
Powerade, and then they have a lot of sugar in there, you know, stuff. So, but I always research, and I found online, like what are those called? Electrolyte powder, which has all the, you know, magnesium, zincs, and all that in there, which is completely sugar free. You know, it's usually the way they get the flavors is
fermented
from the fruit. So I still like drink that, and that is so good, eh? You know,
that's good.
Yeah, all you have to do is just sort of like, you know, just got to research for the stuff, you know. And I think once you find what's comfortable for you, and then it should be sort of like, you know, sweet sailing from there on.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So is keto sustainable for you? Do you see yourself like every once in a while, like just indulging in things that you like, or have you done that
yet? Do you have any cheat days?
Nah, I don't have cheat days. Eh? It's been I don't have cheat days, because my body's satisfied. Like if I put in, you know, if I put in the right things that my body needs, I sort of like, you know, I tend to I think it's just, you know, my body is satisfied with what I eat. But you know, now and then, so like when I go to the shops and that, you might have a whiff and stuff. But actually starting keto, you know, when starting keto, I did have cheat days and that, but you know what I tomorrow. I'll start back tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
When he's like, yeah. At the start of it, I really struggled at the start of it to same tell here. The truth.
Yep, same
yeah.
here.
Yeah. But now I don't really get, I don't get tempted at all. Hey, so like, because I have a goal in place, and also what helps me is just to, of how much it's changed my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yep.
Yeah. So I look back and I look back at who I used to be. Why would I want to go back there taking 4 pills every day?
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Feeling like crap as well, you know? So.
God, I can't wait. I really want my brothers to listen to this podcast specifically because they have type 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
They've, I mean, they've only been diagnosed as recent as 2-3 years ago. So really? I'm like, man, and you've had it for 20 plus years. So I'm like, just try it out for a couple months and see how it feels and see, you know, so.
Yeah.
Because I love.
Tell you what, man. Because.
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead. It's all right.
No. Go ahead, Alpha.
Because, I was sort of like, yeah, if I look, I'll do it going through, you know, so many, you know, down days, you know, like for 20 years.
Yep.
And, you know, just encourage your brothers and that just to give it a go, man, you know? So,
yeah, absolutely.
And if they need any advice, man, they can contact me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah, so that's, you know, with this, I felt like that, you know, it's done for a reason, and I just want to share it and just help other Polynesians, you know.
Amen. Shucks. Do you have any other questions, Jeff? I mean, man, I just empowering with the whole, like, disease and getting off the meds, that's like, that's perfect case scenario for our podcast, you know, like just hearing, you know, because there's a lot of disease out there, you know, especially with type 2 diabetes in the island community and just in the world in general. It's like, man, hearing that you could fight it without just changing your diet is just, to me, that's the most amazing thing about.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, you know, like you don't have to exercise. I know that there are people out there that don't like to exercise, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just, you know, just stay on the diet.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all you have to do. And you still lose the pounds.
Yeah.
You know, and the kilos. Yeah. So, man.
Yeah.
Diet is absolutely like it, because I worked out a lot and my diet was bad and I didn't lose any weight. So I know for sure that it wasn't working out. It was the issue. It was the diet. It was what I was eating, you know, the candies and the sugar and
the rice and the bread and the potatoes.
I was actually listening just before you sent me the message. I was listening to your first podcast. Yeah, so, oh, man, it's so good, eh? So, like, you know, just, humble beginnings, eh, you know?
Absolutely.
And look how far you guys have came, man, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Now we're interviewing people from Perth, Australia. Man, you're definitely probably one of the furthest time zones we've interviewed out there. It's crazy because for Jeff, it's almost 10 p.m. For me here in Auckland, it's almost 7 p.m. And then for you, it's almost 2 p.m. in Perth. So it's the beauty of technology is amazing. So
I was just thinking, man, like, you know, hopefully I'll be able to make the trip down to you guys, it'll be like good to see you guys in person.
Oh yeah, you know? That would be amazing. Yeah, if you ever come to the States, man, let us know, bro. Let us know. We'll definitely take care of you, man. Like, this is like, we're one big community. And in fact, in our last podcast with Corey, she was talking about maybe setting something up where all like this keto community, we can all come together, maybe. If we
can meet in Vegas,
maybe we could do like a 5K run, you know, and then go.
If you do that, let me know. And I'll definitely come, man.
Oh,
you know?
What? From Perth? Perth?
We'd have to do.
Yeah, I'll definitely come.
Yes.
Yeah, man. I think that's a good and best reason to come over.
That would be amazing. Jeff, I was telling, you know, I was talking about how Corey suggested that 5K.
Yeah, I know.
So it's like, man, maybe we should set something up.
Well, I mean, but we should have calendar. We should have everyone like in down to Vegas. Yeah, in Vegas. We should go to Vegas.
You know what? You know what? Afa, do you watch Sevens?
Sevens. Oh, I do watch some of the times. We don't have we only have Netflix. We don't have, like, you know, Foxtel and any of that. But I do sometimes go on YouTube and watch the highlights, especially with the basketball and that too.
Sevens comes to Vegas every year, so maybe we can.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they come in February, like late February, early March. So maybe we could plan something in like 2020. Where we could have a big keto meetup, and then you could come for Sevens, you know, and you could come support Tonga.
Yeah, that'd be good. I can come and have my Pacific Islander jersey on anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah,
Samoa and Tonga anyway.
Yeah,
but that's something, yeah.
You represent the Roll Tide, huh? I see your Roll Tide.
Oh, yeah.
How are you an Alabama fan? Yeah, explain that one too.
Oh, it was a friend of mine. He's a pastor. He in Las Vegas called Hope Church. He's from Alabama, so he actually lives in Las Vegas. Pastors a church there, he's the one that got me on Alabama. He's telling me about tour.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, so is he saw
No, he's just a just a white American.
Oh,
you know, yeah.
Balangi.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Balangi guy, yeah. So he got me on, he told me about tour, so he ended up sending me a jersey and a hat and that, which was really good. Because you can't really get that kind of stuff over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, quite sad that they lost.
Yeah, Tua had a tough game that day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely – if he was playing, you know, the week before, the way that he was playing against – who was that? Yeah, I think they would have had a good go, but obviously – yeah.
Yep, little.
But it's all good next year.
Yep.
I mean, this year.
He's still there, yep. Yeah. He's back for one more year, yeah, so.
Yeah, and his brother's there now, so, yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
That's awesome.
Well, Arthur, thanks, man, for hopping on and doing the interview with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I also appreciate you guys having me on as well, and also, you know, just really, really blessed by what you guys are doing for the community.
Yeah.
And just for everyone out there, you know. So
Absolutely. Keep
up the good work, man. And
We have a couple more questions. So this is usually how we end most of our episodes. So first off, like, you know, for somebody that's this is their first episode listening to and they want to start keto, what type of advice would you give to, you know, somebody listening to the show and that wants to start keto? What kind of advice would you have for them?
The advice I would give to them is really okay, so really look at your life and, you know, and if there's anything that you don't like in regards to, you know, maybe it's your health or maybe there might be other things, so like you might be going through, so like, you know, mentally because,
depression.
You know, yeah, depression and stuff because, you know, I did suffer from depression and stuff and, you know, and keto is really just freed all that stuff like anxiety.
Wow.
You know, and just so much. And, you know, most important thing that keto has done for me is just, you know, freed me from type 2 diabetes. But I just encourage everyone out there just to give it a go, eh? So, like, you know, and there is one website which helped me. And it's called Healthline, which is it's sort of like
Healthline.com.
Yeah, and it's and that will give you a detailed keto outlook for beginners of what you can eat and stuff.
So that's, it's very simple, very simple. And also there's a lot more on there too, that what you can search up about keto and stuff, but yeah, but awesome. I just think just keep it simple. Yeah.
Yep.
We'll put the link on the podcast for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And, any shout outs that you want anyone, thank anyone or
yeah, anything you want to promote?
Well, there's, you know, I want to thank my wife, you know, my wife, because she's been a real big encouragement to me through this keto diet and stuff. And, you know, the way she's very supportive and, you know, and that's, yeah, it's my wife. And also, you know, one thing that I would like to thank is just God,
you know,
yeah, because leading up to that, you know, after finding out I've got diabetes and stuff and coming to a point of I was an alcoholic at one stage and I was getting a divorce with my wife, and God's sort of like, you know, he's restored our marriage and our family, and I haven't touched a drink in 8 years now. So, you know, and we've also, and just,
oh, good on you, bro.
Yeah. So, and just, you know, we've also just this keto diet. That's, you know, yeah. So God's been a big, he's big thing in our life, you know, as a family and in our marriage and as individuals too. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your time, Arthur. You know, it's been a pleasure having you on. We really appreciate all the knowledge that you've bestowed upon us, and just, you know, your story is amazing, and just, it's just, it really has been, just been awesome just that we could connect, you know, with the internet and just having all the, like, three of us in just the most three furthest places apart almost, and we could still make it work. And we're excited to have you on the podcast this week, and we just really thank you for your support, and thank you for listening to our podcast and following our Instagram, and anything else, Jeff?
No, Art, thanks, man, appreciate it.
Yep, you can check the podcast out Saturday your time. Arthur, Friday back in the States for the rest of us. But you'll be episode 31, right, Jeff?
Episode
31, yes. So, yeah.
All right, brothers. You take care, right?
Yeah, man. You too.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Goes both ways. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely.
Okay. See ya.
See ya. Bye. Center. Money don't they look like a jester.